Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 9th of September. French Prime Minister Bayrou is expected to submit their resignation after losing a vote of confidence in Parliament yesterday. The defeat is not a surprise to the markets and will mean, assuming somebody accepts the vacant job, that there will have been five prime ministers in France in the last 2 years. It's tempting to draw parallels to the Italian situation in the 1990s. Governments coming and going through a revolving door, fiscal strains, high debt, and an ageing population. However, if parallels are to be drawn, then they need to be complete parallels. It's worth remembering that the Italian government has managed its debt perfectly well over the intervening years. In the United States, there is the benchmark revision of the US employment report when the Bureau of Labor Statistics reveals just how wrong the original numbers of the past year or so have been. Bear in mind that with plunging survey response rates, more and more of the real-time data is actually guesswork, not real-world reporting. There is an expectation that the number of people employed will be revised down. That is not, of itself, a signal for the Fed to cut rates. Even if fewer people were employed, they generated the same amount of economic activity and the same amount of inflation, and it's that bigger picture that the Fed reacts to. If, however, the momentum is for a sharper slowdown in employment in recent months, that narrative should influence Fed policy decisions. It is the momentum of employment growth, not the number of people employed, that is going to matter. There was a break in the reported US labour market performance in April of this year. Before April, employment growth was relatively healthy. Since April, it has been, at best, mediocre. If that mediocrity becomes more negative, the Fed will have to take note. We also get the US National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Survey. This has very little value of itself, but the tendency of the survey has been perceived as being biased towards a Republican viewpoint of the economy, and that is worth bearing in mind. In a polarized political environment, if there is more concern being expressed by Republican survey respondents, that does suggest a genuine, widespread economic weakness. In other words, there is a skew. A weakening of this particular survey carries weight as a warning, but a strengthening is of less use as an economic signal. In the United Kingdom, the British Retail Consortium's like-for-like shop sales survey for August showed stronger than expected growth. Some of the move in food sales may well reflect higher prices. Supermarkets do seem very keen to push prices up in the UK at the moment. The unusually warm weather will also have had an impact. But the key point is that UK consumers still seem perfectly capable of going out and spending money. Aside from the distortions caused by the timing of Easter, this is one of the strongest spending figures of the year. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.